fingertips. It was not the closeness of you as you leaned over me, nor your hot breath on my closed eyes, not the falling of your soft breasts against the soles of my feet as you stood at the bench's end there, bending forward to thumb along the great wall of china of my spine. Not quite your fingers in my hair, although that was getting there. No, it was something more. It seemed strange to think of you as a masseuse, or aromatherapist, as you preferred, after you'd tried your hand at so many other careers. But then funnier was the idea of this special offer, a moneyless contract to occasion the contact I'd sought unrequited for years. Now, maybe, with your laying on of hands, were you offering to cure me of my fruitless pursuit of you, fighting fire with fire? Or were you sizing me up from my body's near-naked truth, trying to gather whether I might, after all, be worth your while? Laying beneath you, I didn't know what to expect, especially when your cheeky, oily palms left no buttock unturned. I had to try hard not to think of that word. But strikingly, it was not my bum which responded so much to your touch, despite the situation's tension, nor my hamstrings, no matter how they were knotted, nor my back or knees dissolving as you kneaded them, nor my ankles or temples even as they fondued at your professional fondling. When the lightning climax finally struck, I was busy trying to distract myself with the measured breathing of the traffic along the wet roads outside your window. But distracted more by you, my whole body like staticked hair, brushed lighter than air by your touch, I was astonished at finding the electricity I'd always hoped was there in our fingertips. Even for a full-body massage, I wasn't expecting yours to address mine individually, one by sizzling one. But then I hadn't known what to expect. So even if that evening's lightning between us was over in a flash, if it was more South Bank Show than Michelangelo, if it was more than just nice, I realised I shouldn't take lightly the generous hand you'd reach me. I mean, you know what they say about lightning striking in the same place twice.